Don't tell me that I never tell you good news. I got some good news. I was reading certainly over the weekend about the Black Bull. And, you know, there are a few landmarks, I think, certainly in the downtown core that make a mark quite like the Bull. Because on a day like today, or any day where you'd have weather that, you know, even 5 degrees, they'd have the patio open. You kind of knew that spring was officially here when the Black Bull opened its patio. And then everyone flocked to it. But that's, you know, the memories. And then we, of course, learned it had been sold. And then it actually closed earlier than expected. Before a lot of people got a chance to toast what is a very historic site. I think it is the oldest bar, tavern in the city. And certainly without the Black Bull, it's very hard to see what Queen Street, you know, what it is in 2024. Well, we've got some good news because it is not closed or not closing, not for good anyway. And someone has come in and they have some big plans for the Bull. What do they look for, look like? We'll ask. His name is Mitch McDougall, Director of Operations over at Score Pub Group, which is the group that bought the Black Bull. Great to have you, Mitch. Thanks for joining.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Let me get to the kind of the why. You know, why would a place like the Black Bull, not because it's like just a landmark and it's cool and everyone knows it, but why would that be a good fit for your pub group?
Well, we've been looking for a new venue for the past couple of years or so. Our venue at King East at 107 King Street East is in a heritage building as well with a very large patio. We take pride in that. In August 2023, 289 Queen Street West went on the market, and our ears immediately perked up.
I bet.
Obviously, there's big shoes to fill. And it took months and months and months of negotiations with the previous owners. Obviously, they want to see the legacy live on. And they had to go through the options on who they were going to sell the building to and what the plans for the building were. Luckily for us, we made a good impression on them. We have plans to keep it as a pub, keep the patio open. We're going to give it right now. We're in the midst of giving it a glow up on the inside. It's been a long time since any major work has been done on the inside of the establishment. And as far as the patio goes, we're going to do some work on that as well.
Because it's a big patio, right? Like, it's a good patio. And I don't actually think Bull customers expect anything pretty. It's kind of, I like the ungentrified Black Bull. But, you know, when you look at that building, it's an old heritage building. It's got, you know, apartments up top. And to your point, I don't think a lot's been, I think there are things on those walls that I don't even know what's it, like where they came from or what bacteria's on them. It needs a bit of love, but how do you bring a building like that, given all the rules of a heritage site? How are you going to get those fixed?
Well, I mean, the brick won't be touched at all. The actual structure of the building's not going to have any modifications. It's basically, like I said, we're taking down the plaster or the paneling and refinishing the inside just to give it that glow up, but not changing anything
structural,
substantial to the building. No structural changes at all. As for the upstairs goes, we have no immediate plans with that. That is vacant office space right now, and it has been vacant for quite some time. We're going to focus solely on the main floor and on the patio, and optimistically hoping to open it by late summer 2024.
Okay. All right. So is it then open this summer at all? Is the patio open at all?
No. It's not operational right now.
One of those things, like, you don't know when you get one of these old places, like, what you'll find, like, what historical things you'll find. I don't know if you'll find bodies in the wall or mummies. I don't know what you'll find as far as artifacts, but these buildings come with a story, right? And who knows what that story is?
They absolutely do. We haven't found any hidden treasures. I mean, the most important thing to us is, you know, the artwork that was left on the walls. We kept everything just to pay tribute to Bobby Taylor and the Taylor family, who have, you know, had this bar since 75. So all the artwork was kept and stored until we're ready to put it back up. But as far as fun treasures, nothing yet
other than
brick.
Yeah. Well, nonetheless, we'll stay tuned. So is the idea then to make it the same, like bring back what's old and keep the old, just a newer version of the old? Like, is the idea to keep it pretty much what it was, or are you looking to rebrand it?
No, we will be rebranding it as Score on Queen.
So it won't even keep the name. Okay.
It's not going to keep the name. We're going to pay homage to the Black Bull. We haven't decided how we're going to do that yet, but we will somehow in the restaurant. But we will be rebranding as Score on Queen.
It's a big project because it's very personal to a lot of people, right? So it's like a business venture to entrepreneurs into the business world. But there are it's got a cult following a little bit. So whatever you do, you're going to get feedback no matter what.
Of course. And we expect that. We're going to try our best to appease everyone. It's still going to be a pub. The building's not going anywhere. We have a great position at our place on Score on King, and we have a lot of loyal followers now in Toronto, which we deeply care about. And we're going to keep that area of Queen Street West lively in the summer and hopefully lively in the winter as well.
Yeah, well, no question about it. It's a huge undertaking and very, it's very cool. I'm glad to see it's staying open. So we'll see what happens with it. Thanks so much for joining. Oh, by the way, just going to ask you before you go, are the old owners, are they good? Are the owners who sold it to you, are they good with the changes?
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about that. Obviously, it's not going to stay as the Black Wolf, a new company comes in. Not necessarily. We had mentioned that we are going to keep the artwork and we are going to pay homage to the late Bobby Taylor and what he has done for Queen West community. Yeah.
All right. Good luck. I appreciate it. And we'll see you in 2024.
Thank you so much, Alex.
There you go. All right. Good news. That's Mitch McDougall, Director of Operations for Score Pub Group. So there you go. I mean, maybe I'm just too old. I don't know who drinks anymore. I don't know who they're rebranding it for. I'll be interested to see who goes down there. Because that crowd can be, for the Black Bull, certainly a little bit older. Don't need anything fancy. Pickle on the floor, yeah, I'll eat that at certain points after a few drinks, no? I wouldn't. Well, who knows? But yeah, I don't think you have to do anything fancy. So who are they marketing it for? I don't know if young people drink the way us older crowds did, right? But at least it's staying open.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.